This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
615-7709. 800-615-7709.
That if we wait 2 years, it will totally implode. It's really pretty much imploding now, Steve, when you think. But it'll implode, and people will be like, please help us, please help us. And that'll be the Democrats asking for help. They already are asking for help in the true sense of the word.
And here we go, kicking off America tonight. And the question is, will this health plan actually go through, or will some Republicans block it because their constituents are up in arms, and it's not just the Democratic ones? Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Yep, it's in the air. The conversation continues to be about what's that card you and I are carrying around in our wallets. Right from the get-go, we always kick it around with our pals from Talk Media News. I think we have Justin Duckham with us. Hey, Justin.
Hey, how's it going?
So I was just talking about the Obamacare replacement deal. House Republicans say they're ready to roll with their, you know, some of their key deals for the Affordable Care Act. But there's a lot of criticism even from some Republicans. So what are you hearing in Washington?
Well, basically right now, it just doesn't seem like very many people, like the legislation. This was kind of made apparent last week when there was, a lot of secrecy about the formation of the bill. The fact is that it did not go through the typical, sort of crafting process that we saw when the Affordable Care Act was initially put forward. And as a result, right now, we have two factions of the Republican Party who are pushing back against it pretty heavily. On one side, we have the conservative wing in the House Freedom Caucus who are saying essentially that they were hoping that there would actually be a repeal and then a larger effort to not really build on Obamacare as it stands, like this pretty much does, but to essentially overhaul it and have a more conservative-leaning piece of law when this is all over. And then on the other side of things, you have a number of, I guess, more moderate Republicans, such as Cory Gardner from Colorado, Lisa Murkowski from Alaska, and some others who are, not really enjoying the fact that this ends the Medicaid expansion. That was under the Affordable Care Act, something that the states had ended up following through with and, complying with, and had seen some, pretty good success with that. So as it stands right now, just, not a lot of fans for this. The White House, is pushing this pretty heavily, trying to get people on board. But even Tom Price, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, emphasized that this is just sort of a framework to start working with, which is kind of less than a ringing endorsement.
Yeah, no kidding, less than a ringing endorsement. And then the other deal is, and you know this, Justin, we've been talking about this. I kicked it around the other day with Ellen Ratner, this whole wiretapping thing. And this wiretapping debate gets certainly more interesting or crazy, depending on your point of view. The Democrats are convinced that President Trump has an inappropriate connection with Russia. We know that. And then many think that he worked with Russia to hack the Democratic National Committee and John Podesta's emails, Hillary Clinton's campaign chair, if you don't know that, people listening to us, I know Justin knows that. So what is the latest in that crazy soap opera?
So on that, what we have now to report is that on March 20th, there is going to be the first public hearing on the FBI's investigation into Russia and the possibility of collusion, although there's been no evidence that's come forward that has suggested that, according to anybody who is, you know, talking about it publicly. There's still, you know, of course, a lot of innuendo, but largely what we're going to be seeing is James Clapper, who is the former director of national intelligence, James Comey, the FBI director, John Brennan, the former CIA director, apparently being called before Congress to discuss this. This is going to be taking place, as I mentioned earlier, on March 20th. So it's going to provide a little bit more insight. This was announced today by Devin Nunes, who is the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, and he also discussed the wiretap charge that Trump made over the weekend and you know, said essentially that the committee is going to investigate it, but said that there is no proof that he has seen so far that this is accurate. He also said that he has not spoken to the White House about it. So in terms of what exactly the president based this on, that you know, continues to remain to be seen by even people who are members of Congress. And in addition to that, he actually had a pretty interesting remark where he chided reporters for taking what some of the things that Trump tweets too literally, you know, saying that, you know, in a lot of instances, a lot of politicians, that people will look at their tweets beforehand, 27 lawyers saying Trump is a bit of a neophyte or new to politics and therefore doesn't have that, saying that sometimes it's refreshing, but other times it leads to, you know, awkward questions like this coming up. So not really a, you know, full-throated endorsement of the theory that Trump is putting forward. And honestly, kind of a statement that a lot of people, you know, have been thinking but have been unwilling to say, largely the fact that this seems to be, you know, something that's not necessarily rooted in any, you know, presidential-level intelligence and just kind of based off of some, you know, various media reports that the president found out about.
Yeah, and here's the biggest question. I know it's so disappointing to, I think, a lot of people that James Comey canceled his appearance. He's not going to, he's not, you know where I'm going with this. He's not going to speak at the SXSY conference and saying there was a conflict. I think the conflict is he wants to stay underground. What do you think?
You know, I think it probably makes more sense. You know, I'm not really sure why, you know, Comey would be at South by Southwest, you know, a more kind of hip, young crowd.
Yes.
A lot of musicians, a lot of tech gurus.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm just kind of bummed out because I was hoping that Comey would show up with his, you know, cover band. I think that'd be pretty fun to see, but I don't think it's going to be happening this year.
I think
I
it's crazy.
The cover band since he's the FBI.
Ba-dum-bump, rim shot, we need that,
so
all right.
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
Justin, that was great. Justin Duckham, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you. You have a good one.
Yeah, so you just heard there, SXSY, South by Southwest. It's a big deal in Austin. Everybody who's anyone, I mean, that's the whole idea. They come, they appear at this, you know, at this huge music festival is really what it is. So he's, you know, with this whole wiretapping thing, the investigation, I guess he decided it was just better to, I don't know, better to just cancel it. I'm not sure. By the way, one of the things that Comey has told all of us, I don't know about the rest of you, do you ever get paranoid? Remember this about about a year ago, maybe more than a year ago. I remember him doing, I don't know why I thought of this, I remember him doing a press conference where he talked about covering your computer's webcam with tape or a sticker so that hackers wouldn't peek at you and your stuff. Your stuff. So I have a webcam that I just turn off. My webcam is turned off. And it is true that there is a way with laptops and the whole microphone thing that you can do that. Just another thing to worry about, right? Just another crazy, crazy deal. So, and with so many companies going to...
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze-dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Mass deportations, a ban on terrorist countries, protecting our border, a huge expansion of jobs. President Trump is really shaking up Washington and the media. David Horowitz's new book, Big Agenda, reveals Trump's secret plans. Now, Big Agenda is a New York Times bestseller. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Rush says you need to get it. It's in bookstores everywhere, or get our free offer at 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
This doesn't divide Republicans. This brings us together, and that is complete repeal. Clean repeal.
All right, so there you go. That's Rand Paul's opinion on the complete repeal of Obamacare, and this is what's being talked about. Conservatives, some of the conservatives are not crazy about what's being proposed, but overall mostly praise. You know, so is the great divide too much of a great divide to have any kind of a vote that makes any sense and that will totally repeal it? That's the key. So Rand Paul says, and you heard him there, the senator from Kentucky, that the Republicans are split on Obamacare's replacement. And, of course, like I mentioned at the top, you and me and the guy five states over, it's about that because these are our representatives, right? And now at some of these town hall meetings, it's not just the Democrats who have their hair on fire. It's some Republicans in some cases. And who gets you elected? The constituents. And there's the concern there. If their office is being bombarded by calls and protests and all that kind of stuff, then there's, I think, a little hesitancy or just not liking some of what is being proposed. It's very strange because Rand Paul slammed the replacement bill that House leaders introduced on Monday as Obamacare light, saying it would create a new government program. He said, we have different ideas. He thinks that the Obamacare replacement bill should allow the marketplace to work. Now, we've talked about that a lot. So the new House plan is a little bit still more, like he says, Obamacare than looking at options, marketplace options. So they can vote, and they probably will, on whatever the replacements are that are out there. You know, what's behind door number 1, 2, and 3? And I agree with Paul in this sense. Why not have a variety of replacement pills? Isn't variety the spice of life? Okay, boom, here's this one solid, here's this one solid, here's this one solid. I would call it like the sweet spot. Find the sweet spot. So here's your three options, or I don't care if there's 10 options, just as long as they're sewn up and not nonsense, so that they're intact bills and they can be read and you could go through them, and then they can take a vote on them and have them be tweaked in such a way that there are big differences between it, you know, between these bills. So I think they're just kind of, I don't know, they're sort of halfway there. Half in and half out won't work, because if there's not enough votes, then nothing happens. That my biggest fear is, and I'm going to mark the tape, as they say, I'm going to get Andy to mark the tape. My biggest fear is not a damn thing happens, and we're back to square one constantly again. It's like a wicked game of Twister where nobody wins. How is that possible? How is it possible that we're standing on different dots, but nothing changes? It is infuriating. I've told my personal story. I've told stories about my friends who are small business owners. I've got 5 different examples in my own life of people who are struggling for different reasons, struggling because they want to be able to offer affordable health care to their employees, then they have no choice, and now it's more, and it's terrible, so it's not even good coverage. Or I know people that thought they had great coverage, then something happened. They've worked for a company for a gazillion years, and of course the company, even with the massive amount of employees they have, still not as good as it used to be. So when you thought you had this massively incredible coverage across the board, and you're sold the bennies, as a replacement to take in a couple of thousand here or there in cash, you want the cash now. If it's the same, and then of course the dreaded, we will punish you if you don't have health care. And those two things are kind of at odds. So you want to set up these health exchanges still, but then there's no fine, and I hate the whole idea of the fine in the first place. I never liked it from day one, but how many people go into the health exchanges, and how do you balance that out? That's the problem in the first place. It is about the marketplace. It is about competition. It has to be. It just doesn't work with the little chunks and the bits and pieces that we've heard. I mean, look, even President Trump said himself, it's complicated. It's way more complicated than I thought. Because when they sat down and started to explain, okay, we ripped this up, ripped that up, ripped this up, here's what's going to happen. Every domino in this direction is going to fall, then this is going to fall, and that's going to fall, and not really thinking that that was what the case was. And I know you're driving around, or you got one eye open, or you're walking and getting your second cup of coffee, and you're listening to the show, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. I've told this story before, but it's been a long time. Once before, I think, on the show, maybe a couple times on the show. We took America Tonight to Ireland, and it was awesome. The Irish people were fabulous. We brought Ireland to you. We had all kinds of fun and met great people, and it was really a great moment for America Tonight. It really was. And we're hoping to go back again, by the way. Did broadcasting from a castle and all the cool things that we did with history, with politics. I mean, we gave it all to you, right? And I remember my ride to the airport when I was leaving Dublin. And I remember the cab driver saying to me, I don't know why, where are you from, lass? America. Then by the time he heard my accent, oh, of course, going back to the U.S., eh? Yep. And he said, you Americans are barbaric. That's what he said to me. He said, don't take it the wrong way, love. And I said, well, my people are originally from here. And he said, they should have stayed here. And he asked me, because there was a lot of conversation about health care, he asked me about health care. And he said, you know, my kid falls off a roof, breaks an arm playing rugby, something happens to my daughter, where she needs some sort of operation. I'm not sweating it. We're not sweating it out in Ireland. All of you are. And I thought, oh, it was so depressing. This is like moments before he pulled over to the airport to dump me out of the, you know, dump me out of the cab. And that's what he said. He said, I don't understand how you can treat your own people the way you treat your people when it comes to health care. And the thing here is there are so many people. It is complex. The insurance companies have really weaved it into a lot of different knots depending on what state you live in and what the regulations are and how they don't jive federally. And now what's happened in the last 6 years, and there is lots of confusion over what's covered, what's not covered. The whole idea of the a la carte menu is crazy. The one thing we all agree on, I think the one thing we all agree on is the pre-existing conditions. Because, you know, you could take care of yourself your whole life. Did a little workout at the gym, ate pretty healthy, didn't eat a lot of crummy food for the most part, and then you get cancer. And then you get smashed with these incredibly high bills. Not to mention you've got to navigate your way through cancer. That's how it is. You got to figure it out. You ask people for help and doctors, but in the end, the nightmare is yours, and you have to pull it apart and figure out what's the best road for you, and what does that mean financially? So pre-existing conditions for a lot of people can be really rough, because normally then you're denied or the coverage is ridiculous, and I think that won't play a part in all of it. But do I know that for sure? And the answer is no, I don't know that. Now, you also have some Republicans, especially in the House, who are saying, you know, the ACA replacement is too important to rush through. And again, this goes to that whole thing of Republicans being split and knowing what could work or couldn't work, and how do you repeal and replace? What do you do? And, you know, President Trump is endorsing it as good health care. Conservatives are saying they're deriding it as Republican welfare entitlement and vowing to propose their own bills. You heard what Senator Rand Paul said at the beginning of the show. All right, hang with us. We're swinging to the mailbag coming up in our next seg here on America Tonight.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of True Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Right now, he's the technical director of this show on this particular evening / morning. Andy, good stuff from the band. You sent me some of the cuts, and I really, really like it. I wanted the listeners to be able to hear you as well. Tell us about the band, how long the band's been together.
Well, thank you. The band's been together for about 4 years now. We started in Minneapolis, and we're still in Minneapolis, and we have a tour to Seattle coming this August.
Nice. How exciting is that? And so in being together for 4 years, what's the toughest thing about staying together as a band? Because a lot of bands break up, especially when they start to get better, and then finally you start to have some success. And people disagree on maybe some of the lyrics, they disagree on the sound. What's the hard part?
Well, I think the hardest part might be accepting that people grow up and change, but that doesn't mean that you can't still figure out how to make it work. We've gone through a lot of changes. Our singer is married and has a child, and we've all gone through other changes too, but I'd say that was the biggest one for the group. And, you know, we're all good friends, so we figured out how to make it work.
I love that. We're all good friends, so we figured out we could make it work. That's key. So look for the Me group in the near future, because I think they have a great sound, and I think they'll get picked up and by bigger and bigger venues as they continue to play in these different venues.
Thank you, Kate.
Yep, I do. I think they're really, really, really good. Really, really good. All right, what else is really good about this show is that you listening, whether you're in Portland or New Orleans or Sarasota, Florida, or the great state of Illinois, or all over the state of Texas or New York, you send me your thoughts at americatonight.net each and every day, and they're so, so interesting. The mailbag is always full. So let's check the mail.
The mail! The mail is here!
Ooh! Gotta like Homer. You know what? No matter what generation, he seems to work for us, right? A long time. He's been around a very long time. Okay, so let's go to this one. This is from Lucy. And Lucy says, Kate, are you reading this cockamamie crap, pardon me for saying that, about Hawaii and this travel ban in court? What is that about? Well, Hawaii is challenging the travel ban. So they're going to file a complaint and a temporary restraining order on Wednesday because they're saying this executive order doesn't work. They don't want this executive order that bans travelers from 6 majority Muslim countries from entering the U.S. for 90 days, and then all refugees from entering the country for 120, that's just not going to fly. So the attorney that filed, it was interesting, and the people that got together and filed, like Neil Catalia, I think his name is Catalia, he said, you know, we're proud to stand with the state of Hawaii challenging President Trump's new executive order issued yesterday. So, they talk about the new order covering fewer people than the initial one that was pushed forward, but that the ban still suffers from the same problems with the constitutionality and the statutory defects. So they say that we're doing it. If we're the state, we're going to do it. So that's what that's about. It's just that they're saying we're going to challenge it. We're going to be the first state to challenge it or, you know, whatever. All right, this one is, trust me, I don't think we've heard the last of that. Let's move to this one. This one is from Brad, who says, Kate, I know that you're not only a business political chick, but that you like sports. I heard you on the Peacock Network. How cool. And I know that your studio is out of Dallas. Did you see what happened with Dirk Nowitzki? Boy, he is the lifeblood of that Maverick team, isn't he? He is the lifeblood. You know, he's been there forever, it seems. But he became just the sixth NBA player to score 30,000 career points. So, you know, it's been a while since the Mavericks have won a title, and they've only won one, but he is setting records. He has set records, and this is a pretty big one. Those points, six to say, think of how long the league's been around to say six. That's pretty big. The Dallas Mavericks tweeted out, "The shot heard round the AAC. Congrats on 30K, Dirk." I got that earlier in the night. It is a milestone. 19 seasons with one team. And, you know, now with the way people get traded or move on to other clubs and that kind of thing, it's, for him, it makes sense that it makes sense that he would just end his career eventually with the Mavericks. But I think he was hoping to get more than one championship. But hey, some people don't even get one championship, but that's a pretty big accomplishment. Absolutely. Okay, here's another one as we bounce back towards spies and craziness. This one is from Cameron. Kate, WikiLeaks is saying that it's got some of the CIA's hacking operations. Wow, that would be pretty big to read how that all went down. I would like to know more about that. The CIA didn't comment on the documents. They said purported documents is all they would say. But WikiLeaks has published a bunch of them that says they exposed the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency's hacking operations. So they have the details and the size of the scope of the what they can do and how many users and viruses and weaponized malware that goes against other countries, etc. The hacking program laid out in the documents had the ability to tap into iPhones and Google Android phones and all of that. So the CIA, they say, they're like the NSA. But they don't have as much accountability, and they don't have to answer. So WikiLeaks said that. That's pretty much what they said on their website. Not good. I mean, the CIA, of course, doesn't want that. They don't want to have specifics about their operations leaked out. But the question is, can you verify the documents? Can you verify the authenticity of it? You know, they've released thousands of documents, and they say this is the largest publication of confidential documents on the CIA. But it's whether it's all authentic or not. And that will be known in the next couple of weeks, I would assume, because it would take a while to go through that amount of a data dump. You know, if you have that many, it's not going to be easy to go through them all. It's going to take a little bit of time. Let's put it that way. Let's move to this one. A new poll. This is what Carol says. Kate, I know you say you're the poll person. Have you looked at the latest poll about Donald Trump, and are you surprised by the numbers? You know, it's weird. USA Today and Suffolk University, what their poll showed was that Trump got a bounce from his address to Congress last week. So a 47% approval of the job he's doing, 44% disapprove. He gets high marks for leadership and the growing economic optimism, I guess is the best way to put that, and that he's keeping campaign promises or trying to keep campaign promises, but the views of the president are pretty polarized. We know that. A majority of Americans choose either one extreme or the other. You're choosing sides. And that's what we see in this poll. As many people really like Trump and think he's doing a good job, there's the other people who think he's not, that it's atrocious and some of this stuff is nonsensical, and why is he president? And then others, yeah, as I said, he's doing what he said he was going to do on the campaign trail, and he's trying to really get those promises to go through. And then there's people that feel like the economy and the optimism isn't a fake bubble and that it will stay for a while. And that's really, really big. We're going to close this sucker out with some odds and ends. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can. 855-266-5283.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
These in our basement a little while ago.
Just remember that name, because this group is going to be famous one day. Like all of the music, I got to say, everything that I've heard, and that's a brand new track as we round the final bend for this hour of ATN. So I just mentioned this whole idea of the WikiLeaks dump and the CIA material. So kind of like think of this as my good newspaper pal would say, my good buddy Dave Lieber. Think about your phone. You're carrying a spy in your pocket. But we knew this. Is this anything new? Did we not realize that there was bugging going on all over the place? Of course. What is going on at the CIA? And it's been going on for a long time, my friends. It's just that now, thanks to WikiLeaks, and Julian Assange, it's all being dumped out there for everybody to see and pick apart and figure out what the hack attack is really specifically, I guess, all about. As we move from that to something completely different, I wanted to remind everybody that we do our cheap movie review, because now I've been asked this a couple of times. And so there's always CIA movies, right? I love all the Clancy movies, and how accurate are they? And we've had our pals on that were CIA ops many, many times here on this show. And we've had our cybersecurity people, like our friend Michael Doherty, and they've told us this for a long time. But anyway, at the movies, we do this whole movie cheap review thing heading into the weekend, and I actually got some reviews back. So I feel compelled to go to those reviews, because I haven't, as much as we get response in the mailbag, I always offer up, hey, if you send me a cheap review, I'll send you a copy of one of my books, Invade the Man Cave or Level the Playing Field. I got another one coming out about influential listening, so you could wait for that one too. But let me go through a couple of these comments on the movies. This one is from Josh, who says, Kate, oh man, I saw Logan. I heard you talk about Logan and, you know, the whole X-Men thing. And I got to tell you, I don't even know how they stream this. I guess they can stream it because it would have everything in the mix. It is rated RRR, and it is a long, long movie, but it was a good movie. If you're into Logan, the movie actually made sense. And I think you said that Rotten Tomatoes gave it a really high grade, and I would give it a high grade for people who are fans of the X-Men. You know, 17 years, that's when the first X-Men film came out. So now this is a little darker, a little different. It's the second biggest R-rated, they say, IMAX debut ever. And Josh, thanks for that. I will send you a copy of one of the books. You just have to write me back and tell me which one, and I sent you an email on that, so we're good to go there. But this is, like I said, this is a long movie, but it definitely got high reviews. I mean, good reviews. Let's put it that way. That it's kind of a grown-up superhero thing. And he's caring for Professor X, Logan is, and they're at a hideout on the Mexican border. And he's trying to hide from the world, but the world finds him, as you can imagine. So Logan is going to be out there for weeks. It had a great opening weekend. I want to say less than 100 million, but close to it, like 80 something. Got another one here from Jess, who says, Kate, I listened to the show and I listened to the movies. I love the trailers you play and some of the funny, sarcastic things you say about the movies. And you used to have some actors on. Keep doing that. I thought that was pretty interesting to hear from the different actors that you had come on the show. But I saw The Shack, and my mom wanted to go to the movies, and there wasn't anything I could really, you know, the whole swearing thing is not her bag, and she can't forgive a few of those F-bombs. So I had to find something that I thought she might like. We went to The Shack, and I have to say, I was riveted. I thought it was so well done. It was such a cool story about a really horrible situation that happened, and there is a super positive ending in this. So I say bravo to the producers of The Shack. They did a great job, and I believe it's PG-13, so it's suitable for anyone across the board, really, in the family. Young kids, I don't know if they'd understand it as much, but it could be teenagers. Teenagers would work. And I thought it was excellent. So send me my book. I will send you your book. It has an all-star cast. There's Sam Worthington, remember him from Avatar. Octavia Spencer, she just was in Hidden Figures and has been in a ton of things, The Help, etc. Tim McGraw is in it, you know, the country singer slash actor. And then a slew of others. And it's the story of a young daughter dying, being abducted, and that kind of thing, and her assumed death. I'll just put it at that. And then he goes to the shack where she might have been murdered, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it changes. His life gets changed forever. It's changed forever. Okay, and so now we also have one more. Yeah. I saved this one. I saved this up, too, because, like I said, we never get too many movie reviews, but here we go. So this last one is The Great Wall, and this one is from Max. The Great Wall is a great flop, Kate. Don't waste your money and go and see The Great Wall. I like Matt Damon, but this may be his worst movie of all time. I don't know how much money it's bleeding, but it can't be making money. It's a monstrous idea. It just did not turn out well, where you have supposed Chinese soldiers defending the wall from these crazy monsters. It's just not well done. It seems to, I don't know what the word is, fake, I suppose, and it's not, there's no realism in it, but there's not enough fantasy in it either, and it's a little bit confusing, so I would say thumbs down on that. If you're desperate and it's streaming eventually, maybe you watch it. But I wouldn't pay big bucks to see this movie. Yeah, it didn't get very good reviews, actually, The Great Wall. And probably the best part of the movie, I would imagine, is what we actually saw being played on the tube. If you were watching any TV and you saw previews for it, that's probably the best part of it. You know, they had a CGI, I guess, that didn't look really that great, and so that's a big disappointment. You know, if you're going to go in that direction, you have to be excellent with your animation, etc. Once again, we're going to let our pals, the Me Group, trail us out. Thanks for listening.
Self-reliance is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's Improved Pro 1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.